And now we turn to Tom Collins, Executive Director of the Citizens Clean Elections Commission, who joins me in studio. Hi, Tom.
Hi, Steve. How are you doing today? Thanks
I'm good.
For having me.
So let's talk about how important the Clean Elections Enforcement Provision is and how that relates to as much or as little as you can tell us about the Tom Horn investigation.
Okay, Steve. Well, yeah, and I do want to be clear that I'm not going to comment substantively about anything beyond what the commission's actually voted on. Mm-hmm. But to take it to a policy level, as Doug was just talking about, I think it sounds like Doug is conceded or acknowledges that the Arizona Supreme Court itself has said what the Clean Elections Act itself says, is that the commission has a duty to enforce all campaign finance laws that apply to state and legislative candidates through the Clean Elections Act. Mm-hmm. That's a paramount duty. That's the word the Arizona Supreme Court used. So as a policy matter, that's what the voters wanted. There's reasons why independent enforcement by a nonpartisan body that meets in open session is a good thing. In other words, by setting up a commission like the Clean Elections Commission, you provide the opportunity to not have elected officials at every end of the question of whether or not other elected officials or people participating in elections as candidates have violated the laws that people have put in place in order to keep our politics free from corruption.
Mm-hmm. What can you tell us about the investigative approach, Tom, and what can we get into a little bit more detail about what the provision allows you to do?
Well, let me just say this about that. I mean, I wrote a recommendation to the commission, which is available. I guess it's not probably on our website, but it's out there on the web, and it's easily distributed, easily obtained. It's a public document. Let me put it that way. And that recommendation outlined, the complaint, which was a sworn complaint that we received in the response. And under the commission's process, when you have in fact, we have a new rule that was instituted just this year with respect to these candidates who do not take public financing. What the commission said was, before you do anything else, executive director, you need to come to us and ask us if you can initiate an inquiry, is what the rule says. So that's what this really is. So it's a procedural vote made by the commission, based on only the sworn complaint and the response to that complaint.
Let's talk about Ken Bennett a little bit then. What did the commission have to say about his ability to appear in voter information ads or PSAs?
Well, that was another issue. I think that my recommendation and the comments of the commission, made clear that the issue isn't, again, about voter education, mm-hmm. per se. The commission does voter education. Maricopa County, for example, right now is doing voter education. You'll see, Helen Purcell's office has been really engaged on that lately and has been continuing. We've been working with them. The secretary's office has its voter education ideas, which is great. This has to do with when you have a clearly identified candidate in an advertisement, and also it has to do with a provision of law that talks about when you are giving money to a person who's elected official, regardless of whether or not they're running for office, is that deemed a campaign contribution? So there's two different legal issues. Really, one of them has to do with the substance of the ad itself, and one of it has to do with the financing. And the question before the commission was really whether or not they could provide Mr. Bennett a letter he could rely on, in the words of our rule, as a defense, for lack of a better way of putting it. And in that context, we weren't able to do that. What happens from here is really, that's where we are. I mean, that's the end of our interaction on this particular matter for the time being.
So Secretary of State's office has said that they will probably go ahead, perhaps they already have, without Secretary Bennett in. Mm. If, in fact, he were to be in ads, are you able to speculate? Would that be a separate issue then that would have to come before?
Yeah, I oughtn't speculate. I mean, I think that, we've outlined through the memos, I mean, we've outlined what, I think the law is in terms of the contours of it in the context of the request and that rule. So outside of that, it's really not a place to do that.
Secretary Bennett qualified for clean elections funding in his race for governor. Al Melvin tried to and then wasn't able to. Andrew Thomas still in the process.
Sure.
Is this a good sign for clean elections that several of these candidates are still jumping in the mix there?
Well, I think it's a good sign actually on two different levels. One, we believe and the commission believes and the voters by voting for clean elections believe that this providing public financing is a mechanism that allows people to run who otherwise wouldn't, and it breaks the link between dollars and political favors. It creates a bulwark against corruption. That's important. Mm-hmm. But the other thing that and we don't want anyone to not succeed, but what the fact of the matter is that the fact that someone who said they wanted to do it couldn't make it demonstrates that this is not something that just happens magically. You need to actually show grassroots support and be able to put together a kind of a coalition to get folks together to get those $5 qualifying contributions, because, you know, one of the complaints that's levied that I just don't think is accurate is it's not hard enough to become a candidate. Well, you know, I think that the example here is you have three different gubernatorial campaigns, one of whom was very, very quick to be ready, Mr. Bennett, one of whom came in with a very low level, a comparatively low level of qualifying contributions, but they were, for the most part, apparently good or were likely to be good. Most of them were good. And then a third person who couldn't put that together. That is a demonstration of the amount of work it takes to get this done and how much grassroots support you really need.
Tom, a few minutes ago I asked Doug McCachern if voters know what they know now as far as 1998 is concerned, how clean elections has gone. He thinks they'd reject it.
Well, I actually think that if voters were, you know, I mean, if voters had the similar questions, I think today they would reaffirm clean elections and or enhance clean elections. The fact of the matter is that the issues of corruption, the issues of money's corrupting effects in politics are not going away. And the legal regime, the constitutional regime that we live under because of the appointments of John Roberts and Samuel Alito has changed. No one can deny that. But what I would suggest is that within the regime we have, the need for independent enforcement is just as great. The need for bulwarks against corruption is just as great, because the people in John Roberts don't really agree about how this works. And at the end of the day, you know, we think that we're effective. And I think that, you know, you yourself actually, right after the legislative session, reported on the 1344 bill, and you and I talked mm-hmm. about how that bill actually works, and it doesn't touch Article 2 of Chapter 6. And I don't mean to be technical, but it's not a technical point, because the bill was actually specifically amended on the floor of the Senate to exclude Article 2 of Chapter 6 of Title 16. You know what that is? That's the Clean Elections Act.
Uh-huh.
So once that happened explicitly, there's really not an argument about the spirit or the letter. This is the law. We do law. We don't do politics.
Tom Collins, Executive Director of the Citizens Clean Elections Commission. Tom, thanks so much.
Thank you.
It's KJZZ's Here and Now. I'm Steve Goldstein. Attorney General Tom Horn has been under fire from multiple corners for months, mostly related to accusations that he helped coordinate his 2010 campaign efforts with an independent expenditure group, which is a definite no-no. And some credit the additional funding from that IEG for Horn's narrow victory over the Democratic Attorney General nominee Felicia Ronellini. Horn has denied that he violated campaign finance laws. But now he may have to face off with the Clean Elections Commission, which has given its executive director Tom Collins the go-ahead to investigate whether Horn did violate any laws. We'll talk to Tom in just a few minutes. But we start with Arizona Republic editorial writer Doug McCachern, who wrote in his Sunday column that, quote, clean elections may be stepping in the way of the people's ability to exercise their First Amendment rights in the purest way imaginable at the ballot box, end quote. And Doug McCachern joins me now to talk a bit about clean elections. Hi, Doug.
Hi, Steve.
Okay, so first of all, what's the most egregious part of this for you?
Well, it's the fact that we're on the brink of an election, and people have a right to exercise their choice in this matter, have an opportunity to exercise their choice as to who should be attorney general, and we should give it to them. I think that in a fairly obscure organization like Clean Elections stepping in and assuming it's right, which has been ratified by the Supreme Court. I have no objections to the technical ability of them to go forward with an investigation. But we also have a pretty solid constitutionally approved means of dealing with the situation in the vote. And I think that people should have the right to exercise that.
In your column, you talk about the enforcement provision and how, at least in some sense, based on the action by the legislature and the governor, that'll be going away soon. Do you see this as some way to sort of squeeze in before the finish line?
Well, they say no. They said that they would have gone forward with this, you know, regardless of what the legislature did. And I'm not going to second guess them about that. You know, frankly, here's a tip of my hat to Tom Collins and the people at Clean Elections. I think they're an upstanding group, and if they say they're not trying to get in ahead of the legislature, okay, I'll buy that. But nevertheless, I don't think that they should get in front of the people either.
You know, Doug, from a big picture standpoint, you write about this as well. There were many folks, and we've been through this with certain other provisions as well, that have been either approved by voters or others, what some would label sort of good government things that have occurred. And clean elections, you write about this. For some, perhaps it's backfired in a sense. Overall, do you think it's been something good? Do you think if voters gave another shot at it this time around, they would reject it?
I think they would. I think they would reject it. I'll give this also to clean elections. I'll note that it does, candidates running with clean election money, frees them up to address issues rather than raise campaign funds. And that in of itself is a good thing. I don't deny that. What I do object to, though, is clean elections assuming that it's some kind of moral arbiter of what constitutes a good candidate. I think they're overstepping what the voters mandated them to do. If you look at the language from 1998, the voters approved Proposition 200 based on the fact that it would fund publicly fund elections. It didn't. The fact that they could conduct investigations was something written well down into the fine print of the statute.
Doug, final question for you. How do you think this Tom Horn thing is going to end up? Do you think he's going to still stay running for re-election, and do you think he'll win the primary?
I don't think he's going to win. I don't think he'll win the primary. He certainly will not win against Felicia Rodellini, who is prime for bear. She's in a great position for a candidate. I think that Horn is in serious trouble.
Doug McCackert is an editorial writer for the Arizona Republic. Doug, thank you.
You're welcome.